This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
It's a presentation of Garretson Building Supply. Ted Rummus joining us to talk about the Myrtle Creek Summer Festival. Ted, good morning.
Good morning, Kyle.
Well, how did it go for opening yesterday?
We had a good day. This year we didn't open until 6, the booth, but that created a little bit of confusion, but we got past it. The Roseburg German Band performed from 7 to 9 and drew a very good crowd. Lots of entertainment there from the main stage. And the booths opened, I think it was 14 food booths on the tree line and 35, 40 other booths out there. Everybody seemed to be very satisfied with the opening. It was close to cool. I guess we're going to change that today and tomorrow.
Yeah, warming back up for the weekend and for today. So what's on the schedule? What kind of things are happening today at the Summer Festival?
Okay, so to lump it in, Friday and Saturday, today and tomorrow, both the booths open at 11 and close at 11, both days. So the public is aware of that. But as early as 10 o'clock this morning, the open-air flea market will take place in the Elks parking lot, which is very nearby Millsite Park. 11 a.m., kids of all ages games on the festival grounds. There's a lot of kids' games that have been set up there, and lots of kids were practicing them yesterday. 1 to 2 p.m., we're having a visit from Wildlife Safari, bringing various kinds of animals that I'm not quite sure what they're going to be yet, but they'll be there at the band shell between 1 and 2. 3 to 4 p.m., the children's hour. And then 4 p.m., we have a new facility in Millsite Park. It's the sand volleyball tournament, just recently completed in preparation for this festival. And there is a tournament there starting at 4 o'clock, just down from the grounds of Millsite Park. 4 to 6 p.m., Michael Marcy will perform karaoke, or provide karaoke services to anyone who wants to get up and take a chance on that. 6 to 6:30 p.m., a cakewalk in the picnic shelter. And then always entertaining, 7 to 8 p.m., the Mystical Oasis Belly Dancers. 9 to 11 p.m., the Classics Rock. That's a kind of a lip-sync rock show on the band shell. And then the booths close at 11. That's today's other lineup.
Neat. What's ahead for the rest of the weekend?
Okay, so we move on to tomorrow, Saturday. 8 a.m., women's softball tournament starts down on the fields. Then for the bulk of the day on the main stage, band shell, is the arm wrestling signups and competition. Always very well attended, big crowds, lots of excitement. Parade at 10 a.m., Main Street Parade, coordinated by the Myrtle Creek Visitors Association, goes from Division to Main Street. Again, tomorrow, the Myrtle Creek Elks Lodge will have their open-air flea market in their parking lot. Again, booths open at 11, as mentioned. 11 a.m. also, the 4x4 rock crawl by the Ireland lot, Horse Creek Bridge. Games continue in Millsite Park on the festival grounds. 3 p.m., a youth cornhole tournament. Be a lot of fun. This theme this year, by the way, is kids at heart. And so there's a lot of emphasis here on kids' games and activities, and they seem to be enjoying it already. 8 to 11 p.m., tomorrow, soundstage review, 80s show, Main Street Stage Band Shell, to be interrupted only by at dusk or thereabouts, when the pyro folks give us the okay for the musical and fireworks show, spectacular display of fireworks, as many, many people comment on here and around the area.
Well, neat. It sounds like a lot of things are going on, but it's not over. You've got more on Sunday, right?
We have Sunday, and we've got a new addition for Sunday. There's always been a church service, and there will be one at 8 a.m. at the band shell. But from 8 to 9 a.m., there's a sign-up for a disc golf tournament that starts at 10 a.m., and that's in the Millsite Park Annex down beyond the RV park. They've hosted a couple of these here in years past on their series, and they're very, very well attended and very competitive. And so we're looking for that to be a lot of fun.
Neat. How many years has this been going on?
30 plus.
Wow.
I forgot.
So another one of those long-running events. What else do you need to tell us about?
Just a couple of reminders, housekeeping, groundskeeping rules. No pets or support animals allowed on the festival grounds. However, certified service animals are welcome. And we are enforcing this year no smoking in city parks. And so folks need to be prepared to be advised by festival staff about those if it takes place.
All right. Well, a lot going on in Myrtle Creek. Enjoy it. Ted Romas telling us about the Myrtle Creek Summer Festival. Ted, thanks for being on this morning.
You're welcome, Kyle. Have a good day.
All right. 8:38 Morning Conversation, a presentation at Garrett's Building Supply.